You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
And a delightful Friday night it is in the KCUF hood. I stepped out of the studio for a zigzag break during that long Grateful Dead track, and it's still in the upper 60s outside. T-shirt weather at, 20 minutes to 11? That ain't too shabby. And Willie Gessett, the official weather prognosticator here at Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, says it will be much the same through the next week, with daytime temperatures in the mid to upper 70s and mild evenings. And appropriately enough, tomorrow, the 4th of July, should be the warmest day of the next 10, when we should see 80 degrees. But if you're going to be partying or recreating over the weekend, and who isn't, I want to remind you that this coronavirus deal ain't over. California has nearly 250,000 confirmed cases to date, and health officials have seen pretty significant per-day increases in the last 2 weeks because, with bars and restaurants and other sections of the economy opening up, we have been going out more. Don't be the first person you know to catch it, and definitely don't be the last. Sitting home, mouth and nose masks, frequent hand washings, and social distancing are still the best protection. So be as independent as you want to be on this 4th of July weekend, but be safe.
Born in Missouri, a Baptist preacher's son, he fought as a rebel and learned to use a gun. Of all the famous outlaws ever rode the West, he's the desperado the people know the best. Some say a hero fighting for a cause, some say a killer running from the law. His living robbing banks and trains, the legend lives forever, his name is Jesse James. Robbing and killing, living by the gun, sleep with one eye open and you're always on the run. On a wanted poster for over 15 years, left a heart of dead men, left a trail of tears. Some say a hero fighting for a cause, some say a killer running from the law. Forever, his name was Jesse James. Stopped to see a widow, the bank was closing down. Mister, have some breakfast, eat all that you can. Today the bank forecloses, it's taking all my land. When she did the dishes, she found beneath the plate $700 in the place he had made. His living robbing banks and trains, legend lives forever, his name is Jesse James. City of St. Joseph, high up on the hill, there stands a little farmhouse the people visit still. And when the wind is blowing from the West Missouri Plain, you can hear it whisper softly, the name of Jesse James. Some say a hero fighting for a cause, some say a killer running from the law. He's living, robbing banks and trains. Legendless forever, his name is Jesse James.
your man gets busted. I want you to have your fun. If your man gets busted, Lord knows I want you to have your fun. Bring your price down, mama. We'll barrel house all night long. And if you ever down in sunny land, buddy, don't you mess around. Double down in sunny land. Lord, don't you mess around. The ladies down there, Lord, they make the preacher lay the good book down. There's nothing wrong with that now, Doc. How else you gonna get little preachers? You got it. Down in Dixie, take a train on down to Tennessee. Yeah, go down in Dixie, mama. Take a train on down to Tennessee. And stopping and sitting and laying and jumping all over me. Man gets busted, and I certainly hope he do. I want you to have your fun. If your man gets busted, I want you to have your fun. Price down, mama. Ah, oh, you know a barrel house all night.
From purple mountains to the amber wave, give me liberty. give me death. I love my freedom to my dying breath. Freedom, is it free? Freedom, is it free? Freedom, is it free? Now freedom isn't free.
Some gave all.
I'd know. Bring wine for the queen in red. Courage as time beats away. She smiles as they drift past her, humor in hopes they all might stay one more day.
Bitchin' track that is. Still, it was Marcy Playground and Rebel Sodville. Freedom Isn't Free was from Tommy Rocks. Yeah, I know. That's what it says on the label, so Tommy Rocks it is. Brantley Gilbert, one of the modern Nashville outlaw cats, did Read Me My Rights in there. Gove Scribner did If Your Man Gets Busted. And Dynamite Acoustic Picker Richard Bennett did The Ballad of Jesse James to start us off. Richard, a real veteran axeman for hire, with 17 years behind Neil Diamond and a quarter century now in Mark Knopfler's band. Good Friday evening to you. Thanks very much for letting me play the music for you tonight. A 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee in the next set. And a very nice track from a band that social distanced through the recording process. Right after this.
Hi, I'm Jock Cranley, former Vinewood stuntman, actor, and now highly qualified candidate for governor. I hate immigrants, the crippled. I can't stand unions, cops, old ladies. The thing is, at least you know I'm a dick. My opponent, Sue Murray, is a know-it-all shrew who actually thinks helping people is the best way to help people. Listen, I've base jumped off skyscrapers. I understand the intricacies of city planning. We've cared about people for far too long. I'm not extending a helping hand. I'm giving you all the finger. Vote for me, Jock Cranley, and help yourselves.
This message paid for by Jock Cranley for governor.
A paid political announcement. Cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.
Thank you. Wake up to a cloudy day, dark rolls in and it starts to rain. Staring out to the gates like walls, time goes by and the shadows crawl. Crushing candy, crushing pills, got no job, mom pays my bills. Texting exes give my feels, sweating bullets, Netflix chills. World's out there singing the blues, 20 more dead on the evening news. Think to myself, really, what's the use? I'm just like you, I was born to lose. Why, oh why, can't you just fix me? When all the wants to feel numb, but the medication's all gone. Why, oh why, does God hate me? When all the wants to get high and forget this so-called life. I am so freaking bored, nothing to do today. I guess I'll sit around and medicate. I am so freaking bored, nothing to do today. I guess I'll sit around and medicate. Can't wait to feel better than I ever will. Attack that shit like a kid on Benadryl. Chase it down with a hopeful smile. Hate myself, I can go for miles. They say family's all you need. Someone to trust can't help you breathe. Inhale that drug, but you start to choke. You're far on the outs of an inside joke. Why, oh why, can't you just fix me? When all the walls are feel numb, but the medication's all gone. Why, oh why, does God hate me? Cause I've seen enough of it, heard enough of it, felt enough of it, had enough of it. I am so freaking bored, nothing to do today. I guess I'll sit around and medicate. I am so freaking bored, nothing to do today. I guess I'll sit around and medicate.
Thick's like the rest of us, always got no fear when he saves that bus. All the stars in the Hollywood Hills, Snapchat Live with the pop them pills. All those flavors of the rainbow, too bad that shit don't work though. Your friends are high right now, your parents are high right now, that hot chick's high right now, the cop is high right now, the president's high right now, your priest is high right now, everyone's high as fuck right now. Nothing to do today. I guess I'll sit around.
nothing more to say. I'm lost in the wreck of the Congo's river.
and still recall the taste of your tears. Echoing your voice just like the ringing in my ears. My favorite dreams of you still wash ashore. Scraping through my head till I don't wanna sleep anymore. You make this all.
Make this all go away. You make it all. Just pass me the bitter truth. Don't you believe?
Say you know, but you don't. You know. best travel. Shows happiness unravel. And you gotta take a little dirt to keep what you love. That's what you gotta do.
From Tonic on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. And new music from Amy Lee and Evanescence before that one. No new album. It's a track she and the band worked up while sheltering in place. Amy did a basic track and sent it to each of the other members, who added their part and passed it on. Wasted on You is the title, and nice job there, folks. In the middle was Nine Inch Nails and Something I'll Never Have. Nine Inch Nails, another 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. It was the band that was inducted, but with frontman Trent Reznor burning through 21 members in 30 years, no one else was around long enough, so his is the only name listed. We heard Far Away from Breaking Benjamin in that set. Richard Thompson joined Los Lobos on Wreck of the Carlos Rey, and RX, or perhaps that should be Prescription, was up front, that one from Theory. Why does God hate me? I got the prescription to help you with that, Mary Jane. That's another Shelter in Place track, and nice job there too. Darn cool that more artists, are doing stuff to help us all through these crazy days. Sheltering in place is what I'm doing, and I'm pleased to see that you are too. I'm Vince Vinyl, and this is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio.
Tiny brain conservative Jock Cranley is at it again, using negative attack ads, calling Sue Murray names that rhyme with front and scratch. Who do you trust to get this state back on track? A drug-addled, philandering former stuntman with multiple concussions? Or a successfully divorced schoolteacher who knows how to talk down to normal people like a real liberal? Sue Murray has been talking down to people for years, and now she wants to talk down to you. Sue has a simple plan to get the state of San Andreas back on its feet again. A massive increase in government spending and a big investment in public radio. Using a minimum 49% federal tax and a 25% state tax, Sue's team of top-level educators and accountants will make the big investments everyone needs in government entitlements. Get what you deserve from the person who knows best. Vote for Sue Murray for governor.
I'm Sue Murray, and I approve this message.
A paid political announcement, cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.
babe. And there's nothing I can do. So God is so bad, yeah. I've got them blue-eyed angel blues. You say that love is something no one means, but I can't even think it, baby.
Thank you. stumbling home in the early morning light. And walk straight to hell. With this kind of man, I can live no more. And no more. No.
That was a deluxe set of music right there. A bag of Bud, a 12-pack of Bud, and a whole bunch of blues music like that doo-doo, and Shelter in Place is no problem at all. Warren Haynes launched that thing, a live track from Bonnaroo. Warren playing with Widespread Panic and just killing the funkadelic track Maggot Brain. Ryan McGarvey did Blue-Eyed Angel Blues in the middle. And that last piece, I Just Can't Wait No More, was from the Eddie Wilson Band. And I left the darn package back at the CD rack, so I can't tell you who the vocalist is on that track. But I can tell you that she delivers the goods. Eddie ain't too bad on them six strings, neither. I'm Vince Vinyl, and this is KCUF, 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Carly Davidson, with your star fix.
It seems like Jessica Simpson has been everywhere lately. The pregnant Hollywood starlet is currently touring the country promoting the novel she finished reading just last month. Simpson is campaigning hard for the book, a 414-page thriller written in 1996 by John Grisham called The Runaway Jury. Promoting the bestseller on late-night talk shows, making public radio appearances, and even holding intimate readings and book signings. Simpson described the multi-year process of reading the book as life-changing, saying, quote, "It was a real leap of faith starting such a huge undertaking like The Runaway Jury, but after a few months, I got through the first chapter and it was like the characters were just speaking to me." Jessica Simpson's fans are going crazy for the novel, ordering dozens of copies of the book and tweeting to the blonde icon that it feels like she read the book just for them. According to Simpson's publicist, quote, "We think this project will show Jessica is not just a singer and an actress, but she can also read books." When asked if she has any plans to start a new book, Ms. Simpson said she's still winding down from finishing her first, but hinted that her next reading project might be about a boy who finds out he's a powerful wizard.